text scriptures this morning. If you want to go ahead and turn to Philippians chapter 4 and Colossians chapter 4. They're right behind each other in your Bible. But I got to thinking this week, if there was only one thing that I could do, what would that be? You ever thought about that? Actually, there'd be a lot I would do, amen? You know, I'd spend more time with my family, and I'm sure everybody would agree with that. Exercise more, amen? I would read more. Y'all school teachers ought to say amen right there. I would eat healthier. Boy, y'all are liars. Y'all better start telling the truth. You would eat healthier. You would exercise more. Take up a new hobby. I mean, really. Those are some of the things that come through my mind that, you know, I sat there and I thought, you know, what would I do different? And then I got to reading Philippians chapter 4 and verse 6. Now watch what this says. It says, be careful for nothing. So nothing includes nothing, right? Be careful for nothing, but in everything. Here it is. Now watch. Everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God. Now Colossians chapter 4 and verse 2. Watch what it says. Continue in prayer and watch the same with thanksgiving. If you do only one thing, what would that be? And I got to thinking as I was sitting there, you know, I could pray more. And I don't believe there's a person here this morning that says I pray enough. Not one. There are many good things we could do with the remaining time in our life. If we were to narrow it all down, if we were to only do one thing, what would it be? Pray more. I'm telling you, the world right now needs our prayer. Our schools need our prayer. Our government need our prayer. Our military need our prayer. Our church needs our prayer. Our children needs our prayer. I could go on and on and on what needs prayer today, but I'm here to tell you, we need to pray more in America. We need to pray more as a church, as a group, as a mom and dad, as a child for our parents. We need to pray more for things in this world than we ever have before. We was just a few moments ago talking about how cancer is running rampant in this world. And, you know, those folks need our prayer to get through these trying times. Their family needs our prayer to help them to get through the trying times. So I ask this question, what could we do if we was to do anything different? I'd say number one, pray more, amen? Amen. So how do we pray more? How are we to become a better Christian? Number one, I believe we need to devote ourselves more to prayer. You say, what does that mean, preacher? That word devote, we use it all the time. We see it all the time. It's in the Bible. What does that word mean? You ever thought about what the word devote means? Well, I thought about it as I was sitting there studying it, and the definition of devote, listen to this closely. The definition of devote means to adhere to, stick to. It means to persist in. Persist in something means devote or continue in. Or to busy oneself to. That's what that word devote means. And if we ask ourselves this question, am I truly devoted to my prayer life? What would our answer be this morning? I would say 99.9% would say, I'm not devoted like I should be. And that's being honest before God. Because you know what? He knows when you pray. He knows when you don't pray. Well, many passages in the Bible, I looked, you know, from just about prayer. You know, I concentrated my study this week on nothing but prayer. And I found some things here why we should be devoted to prayer. Number one, Romans chapter 12 and verse 12. Look what this verse says. It says, rejoice in hope, patience, tribulation, watch this, continuing instant in prayer. What does that mean to us today? Because, number one, it's our duty to pray as Christians. Did you know that? It's our duty to pray as Christians. If somebody walked up to you, would they have enough confidence in you to know if they say, will you pray for me, to know in their mind you will pray for them? Something to think about, isn't it? Because a lot of times people skip over us to go to somebody else to say, pray for me. But it's our duty as Christians. 1 Thessalonians 5:17, one of the greatest verses, shortest verses in your Bible, says pray without what? Continually, right? That means being devoted to your prayer life. And there is so much going on. I'm here to tell you right now, we need to be devoted in our prayer life. You know, we need to pray for our president now more than ever. How many know that? There's so many people bashing him and mashing him and stomping him down. Christians ought to be praying for him. Amen. And that's our duty. Did you know that? The Bible teaches us that we're supposed to pray for our president or the higher ups. That's what the Bible says. But if we're not devoted to our prayer, we're not going to pray like we should. Number two. Number one is because it's our duty. Number two, because we are promised, I like this, that if we do pray, God will hear. Did you know that? Psalms chapter 34 and verse 17. Look at that verse. Watch this. The righteous cry. And the Lord what? My. And what? Them out of all their troubles. Wow. That's a great verse in your Bible. If it ain't marked, it needs to be marked in your Bible. So you can always go back. And when you do get in trouble, what you do is get on your knees before God and say, Lord, you promised you would help me. Lord, I'm waiting on you to help me. That's what that Bible says. The righteous cry and the Lord heareth and delivereth them out of their troubles. God promised that he'd hear our prayer. Pretty good reason to be devoted to our prayer life, isn't it? You know, the troubles we get into every day of our life, every last one of us sin every day. How many know we got to get forgiveness for those sins? And the only way you can get forgiveness of those sin is to pray. There's so many people not devoted to their prayer life that they let it go by. and forget about it and think everything's going to work itself out. But let me tell you something. God wants to hear from us. How many know between our prayer and the Word of God, that's the only two communication lines we have to God? Did you know that? We've got two lines of communication to God, and that's prayer and His Word. And if we're not devoted to either one, how many know today that you ought not expect God to answer you when you do pray? We've got to be devoted to the Word of God and to God in prayer. Number three. Number one, it's because it's our duty as a Christian. Number two, because we are promised that God hears us. Number three, listen closely to this one. Not only does God want to hear from us, but number three, because we need to hear from God. We need to hear from God. Psalms chapter 38 and verse 15. Look what the Bible says. For in thee, O Lord, do I hope. Thou wilt hear, O Lord my God, my goodness. Can I say something to you today? I like to hear from God every once in a while. When He speaks, if I'm at a distance, I can't hear Him. It's like me going into the fellowship hall back here and trying to preach to y'all without this mic right here, you couldn't hear a word I'm saying. Because there's a distance and things between us that we can't hear. But how many know that if we're devoted to God and to our prayer life, that draws us closer to God. And when we speak, He hears us. And when He speaks, we hear Him. How many's ever had God to speak to you and say, go see somebody? You ever had that happen? You know, He says, you need to go see so-and-so. Or in your daily devotion when you're reading your Bible, you hear a voice inside says, go to Psalms chapter 23. You ever had that happen? Boy, I have. And it all comes to place that this one thing, if I could change anything, number one, I would devote myself in prayer because it's my duty, because we are promised that God hears us. And number three, because we need to hear from God. Not only does God need to hear from us, we need to hear from Him. It's as much about listening that it is talking. Write that one down. How many heard me say about 1,000 times, we've got two ears and one mouth? God's wanting to hear from you today. God's wanting to talk to you today. But there's things separating us, like I was talking about if I was in the fellowship hall. There's a door, a breezeway, a wall, another wall, all kind of things that get in our way from us hearing God and God hearing us. And let me tell you something. If you want God to hear your prayer, you've got to move the barriers out of the way. You've got to move the walls out of the way. You got to move sin out of the way. And if you talk to Him like we're supposed to, there won't be any barriers between us. And when you talk to Him, He can hear. And when He talks to you, you can hear Him speak back. So many times, there's barriers between us, and it's because our prayer life's not where it's supposed to be. When bad things happen, how many know we tend to pray more? Everybody agree with that? That's true, isn't it? Not just a sickness. I'm not talking about a sickness. I'm talking about financial things. I'm talking about like breakdown in cars or, you know, your home, air conditioned. We tend to talk to God more, don't we? But how many know that if you talk to God on a regular basis, that things might not happen so you can talk to Him? God might get us in a position to talk to Him sometimes because we hadn't talked to Him in a while. You know, when things happen, I don't know about you, but I tend to talk to God a lot more. Lord, I need you. Well, how about, did you need me 3 months ago when you wasn't praying? Did you need me 6 months ago when everything was going smooth? You didn't talk to me then. Why you want to talk to me now? Things, y'all have heard me say this before and I'll say this again. Sometimes God puts us on our back so the only way we can look is up. Did y'all hear me? Because a lot of times we get busy, and boy, aren't we in a busy world. Great day. I mean, just this past week, man, I don't even know where that wink went, but I was to give out the weekend. I didn't want to do nothing, to be honest with you. You know, we was off on Monday, but I worked harder at home than I did on my job. Y'all didn't know what I'm talking about. And then I had to go to work to rest. But then all of a sudden, here we are Sunday and got to go right back to work tomorrow. I mean, again. And it only continues, don't it? But how many know if my prayer life is where it's supposed to be? How many know that God is closer to me and get us through these trying times and hard work weeks? It's easy sometimes to say, Lord, would you help me? It's easy. But if those barriers are there, how many know God ain't going to hear that? We got to get back over here and get close to God again. When trying times come, we pray more. It should be we pray more so trying times won't come. Did you hear that? It's so we've got it all wrong. So I say to you this morning, why should we be devoted in prayer? Number one, it's our Christian duty. Number two, because we're promised that God will hear us. Number three, because we need to hear from God. Number four, because we need strength in the hour of temptation. You know, the devil rides us, don't he? I mean, he gets on our back and tempts us in every which way. But I always go to this scripture, 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 13. Watch this. There hath no temptation taken you, but such is as common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able. My. But will with temptation also make a way of an escape, that ye may be able to bear it. If your prayer life is not right, that's why Paul talked about falling into divers temptations. You ever heard that? Paul talked about divers temptation, and the reason he called it divers temptation is because when a diver goes into water, what do? They don't float on top. They go down in the water. Is that correct? And that's the way it is. When you start falling into temptation, you no longer bob on the top or float on the top. You start sinking down. And when you start sinking down, you end up like Jonah in a whale's belly somewhere with seaweed around your neck. And then it's too late. Jonah waited till he got to rock bottom before he cried out to God, did he not? He waited till he got into the whale's belly before he cried out to God. He didn't cry out to God when the boat was rocking and when they threw him overboard and to drown. He didn't cry out to God then. But what happened is he realized his prayer life wasn't where it's supposed to be, and he couldn't hear from God like he's supposed to. His prayer life wasn't right, and he sunk to the bottom. But I'm so glad God said that I won't allow you to be tempted above what you are able to stand. And the whale vomited him out on dry ground. Is that not right? And then all of a sudden, When Jonah got out of the depths of the sea, the deep, dark belly of the whale, he got up out there and got back on dry ground and started getting closer to God. The Bible says that Jonah took a five-day journey and made it in 2 days. Amen. What happened is, I want you to listen to me, he realized that his prayer life wasn't where it's supposed to be. And he became devoted back to God. And he went to Nineveh and preached to those people over there that they was gonna fall, they was gonna die, and folks started getting saved. And he realized that God had a reason for him to go there, and that was to see souls saved, backsliders proclaimed. And listen, the people started getting right with God because he was devoted back to his prayer life. Bible went ahead and talked about Jonah going up under a juniper tree, and the sun was beating down on him, and there was a gourd hanging above him. You go to Jonah and you can read this. It was blocking the sun. And all of the sudden, listen to me, church, what I'm about to tell you. The Bible says that that gourd that was blocking the sun off of him, the Bible says that the worm came and devoured it, so the sun was beating down on him again. Can I say something to you? Sometimes the roads ain't easy. Sometimes God will provide a shade, but then again the shade's gone and you'll be out in the middle of the heat. But I'm so thankful, if your prayer life's right, everything's going to be all right. We need to be devoted back to our prayer life. Strength during our temptation. Number five. And boy, I tell you what, this one hit home right here. Why do we need to be devoted to our prayer life? Number five, because we need to overcome our own will and listen to God's will. Can I say something to you this morning? Matthew chapter 26 and verse 39, the Bible says this. Now watch. Y'all know this scripture as well as I do. He went a little further. The Bible says that he fell on his face. And what? See? What did he say? He said, "Oh, my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me." Now here's what I want you to understand. And I want you to underline this in your Bible, because this is where it got me right here. He said, "Nevertheless," watch, "not as I will, but as thou will." How many know this morning, if you ever gonna be the Christian and the prayer warrior that God wants you to be, you've got to leave your own will alone and follow the will of God. God's got a will for every one of our lives this morning. Every one of them ain't being a preacher. Because if every one of us this morning were preachers, who would hear? Every one of our wills is not leading the choir, because if everybody was a choir director, you wouldn't have a choir to sing. Every will of God is not to be a Sunday school teacher, because if everybody was Sunday school teachers, there wouldn't be nobody out there to hear the lesson. But God does have a will for every one of our lives. I wonder, have you searched out God and said, "Lord, what you will for my life?" How many know that God's will for nobody's life is to sit there and do nothing? God's will is for us to do something. Like I said, it don't have to be teaching, preaching, and singing. One of God's wills for our life is to be a prayer warrior. Some of y'all folks I know can't go out and knock on doors and go visiting like you want to, used to, could. I know that, and God knows that. But there's one thing that always stands, and that's your prayer life. How many know you can have some great times with God through your prayer life? During those lonely hours, how many's ever been to bed and couldn't go to sleep, laid there and looked at the dark ceiling for hours. Been there and done that. Hear just a fan going and just lay there. I heard, and we need to put this on the church sign if we ever get one that somebody can operate. But you got to be able to reach it before you can put the word. But I thought about putting this on the sign. Don't count the sheep, just talk to the shepherd. You know, all my years, if you can't go to sleep, just sit there and count the sheep. Y'all ever heard that? Back when I was little, I remember I used to go into Mama's daddy's door and knock on the door. Mama, I can't go to sleep. Well, just start counting at one and count sheep. I don't remember how many I ever got to, but it worked evidently. But when you can't go to sleep at night, just speak to him. He loves when you talk to him. He gets up there on his throne and, man, we start talking to God. How many know that the prayers of the saints of God, the Bible says, are a sweet smelling savor into the nostrils of God? Amen. You know, there's a lot of times that I don't pray like I should, and I'm guilty. And I'm sure everybody could say that. But how many know this morning, if you ever gonna come, overcome your own will, you got to pray as Jesus prayed. He set the best example to anybody, not my will, but thine be done, O Lord. Folks, we need to start praying more. How many know we've got a lot on our prayer list? That thing has grown and grown and grown. It's keep on. We're going to have to add a second page just for prayers. I'm being honest. The prayer lists are growing. But how many know that if we start praying like we should, we could probably take some of those folks off? You ever thought of it that way? Was it last month I told everybody to pray? We was talking about that in our men's WMU about a lost soul being saved. Was that last month or 2 months ago? Might have been last month. Last month. What I done was put out a petition to the men that was there. And I looked around and we had a good crowd. I said, men, I said, here's what we need to do. We need to start praying that God would save a soul on Sunday. And pray that every week. That's been what, 5 weeks ago? Almost? Close? 5 or 6 weeks ago. How many know we've had a soul saved every week since we started praying that? You ever thought about that, man? I've got 7 or 8 to baptize come the 23rd. Did that come from one person praying? No. That come from unity of prayer. When we come together as a unit and pray, Lord, save some lost soul. Lord, help our church to grow. Help our church to go forward, not to be sitting on the seat of do nothing, but do something for you, O Lord. You start praying that and you're going to start seeing souls saved. And I praise God every day of my life for the souls that's been saved here since I've been here. It's not what I've done, but what God has done through me. I don't take credit for none of it because it all comes from the Word of God. And God, His darling Son, Jesus said this, I am the singular way, the truth, the life. And you can't get to the Father except by the Jesus Christ. Amen. How many know if we move our own will out of the way and just do God's will, we'd be a whole lot better off? Number 6. Boy, I like this one. Why do we need to be devoted to prayer? Number 6. Because we need help. Listen to what lies ahead. How many know we don't know what tomorrow holds? You know, every one of us or one or two of us in this place could die this week and not be here next week. Did you know that? I mean, that's true. That's ugly to say, preacher, but it's true. No man knoweth the day nor the hour. Our days are numbered like the hair on our head. We don't know when it's our time. But we do know what lies ahead of death. And that's our future with Jesus Christ. Amen. I don't know what tomorrow holds. It may hold some kind of trouble in my life. I don't know what tomorrow holds for you or for me, either one. We can't see in the future, but God can, and God knows what lies ahead. He knew I would be here preaching this very sermon before I was ever born, this day. He knew that. He can see that far ahead. But how many know if your prayer life's not right, when trouble come, you're going to have to get everything right before you start praying? God gave me this message this morning to get our hearts and our minds right in our prayer life, to make sure everything is right, so when troubles do come and things live that's in the future come, finally get to us, we can say, Lord, handle it, it's in your hands. That's all we got to do. I want to give you one more. And I want you to listen to me closely. Why do we need to be devoted in our prayer life? Number 7. Because, listen, unbroken communication with God is possible. See, a lot of times those barriers I was talking to you about earlier breaks our communication with God. But if our prayer life, and we devote ourselves to prayer and devote ourselves like we should to prayer, how many know that we can have unbroken communication with God? You know, Jordan's up there in Montreat, give or take 3 hours away, give or take, depending on traffic and which way you go. But I can't go to his bedroom when he's at Montreat and open the door and say, Jordan, get up. Right? He's all the way up there, almost 3 hours away. And sometimes that you can call and you might have be in a place where you don't have service on your phone. You know, you ever been there where you couldn't dial out? There's a broken communication between us and him because he's far away, right? Y'all understand what I'm talking about. But if he's close by, I can holler, Jordan, get up. It's time to go to church or time to go to work or, you know, whatever. Time to meet Chandler. I mean, it don't matter. I could just go in there and tell him because he's right there with me. And it's the same thing with God. A lot of times we have broken communication with God because there's no service and there's barriers between us and him. But if you're devoted in your prayer life, you will be able to have command on instant. Lord, I need you. What do you need, my child? Boy, that's good times, isn't it? When you can get a response from God that quick. When you say, Lord, I need you. And he says, what do you want? I'm here to help immediately. That's a good thing, isn't it? Broken communication or unbroken communication. What life? Want life to be different? I don't know about you, but I do. I would love my prayer life to be different. Well, you know what? It ain't up to y'all for my prayer life to be different. It's up to me to make my prayer life different. It's up to you as individuals to make your prayer life different. You want to have peace in your life? How many know that's not up to God? That's up to us. We can have peace. We can have faith. But the only way we can have faith is to what?
ask for it. Right? You have not? Simple, right? How many want your prayer life to get back to where it once was? How many want to devote yourself this morning to prayer? If you hear this morning and you don't know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, how many know that this preacher's been praying for you? I've been lifting you up to God in prayer. Time is drawing near. Jesus is fixing to come back. And if we ever need to be devoted in our prayer life, today is that time. We need to pray for this country. We need to pray for... Didn't you share that the other day on Facebook about preacher needing a something? I forget what it was. There was about 10 or 15 things on there, I can't remember, about praying for your preacher. How many know I'm human? I need your prayers too. But when you pray for me, I want it to get to God. I want you to be devoted in your prayer life. It's hard to try to do this and work a full-time job. It's hard. I get tired. And then, of course, all the activities we have during the week. I know the praise team comes Thursday. We go out visiting on Thursday. We've got WMU on Monday. We go to the rest home on Wednesday. Try that on for size. I need your prayers. But on the other hand, y'all need my prayer. Y'all need me to pray for every one of y'all. The same. How many is willing to devote yourself back to your prayer life this morning? How many is willing to say, Lord, I know my prayer life hadn't been like it should. But as of right now, Lord, I'm making a change. I'm going to devote myself back to my prayer life. Every head bowed and every eye closed. Miss Sandra, if you'd come. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for just allowing us to talk to you through prayer. Lord, you didn't have to do that. You didn't have to hear us. But I'm so glad you gave us prayer to talk to you, especially when we're down and out, hurting. Lord, I'm just so thankful this morning we have prayer and your word to communicate with you. But Lord, if there's one here this morning that is lost and undone without you, the only prayer and communication you will hear from them is, Father, forgive me. I'm a sinner. Lord, if there's one lost this morning, would you save them? If there's one backslidden this morning, would you proclaim them? Lord, we'll thank you for what you're about to do in Jesus' name. Are they one here this morning to say, preacher, would you pray for me? I'm not sure I'm saved. Would you slip up your hand right now? Would you do that? There ain't nobody looking but me and God. Preacher, pray for me. Would you be honest this morning? God knows. Would you slip out of your pew and come down here and let me show you how if you was to die right now, that heaven would be your home? Don't wait no longer. Don't put it off no more. God help us this morning. As Christians are praying right now that God would move some lost soul, would you help me pray right now? God, would you just allow the Spirit of God to move somebody to this altar? Pray, Christians. God's moving. God's working. And he's wanting to save some lost soul. It can't be forced. God, help us this morning. Would you come?
if there's one here this morning, say, preacher, I want to devote myself back to my prayer life. I want to be able to, when I speak to God, He hears me. Why don't you slip out of your pew and come to this altar this morning and say, God, I want to devote myself back to You in my prayer life. Anybody, anywhere, before we close. Lord, I hadn't been what I need to be. Lord, I hadn't been able to pray like I want to, and that's because it's my fault. It's nobody's fault but mine. Lord, I want to be able to devote myself back to You. God, help us as these are on the altar this morning. Help me to be devoted. Lord, I've got crisis in my life and can't find no help. But I'm here to tell you, if you got God on your side, you got all the help you need. But He wants to hear from us today, and I want to hear from Him.